listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Well. I'm very excited you're here. It's Thursday, March 22nd, 2007, about 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Ah, yes, very, very fast-moving 2 hours. Ordinarily busy, and, you know, this is a nighttime show, so that does make it somewhat difficult for people, I guess, scheduling-wise. I know it certainly knocked me for a loop when I first started doing this night program. But then again, you know, I've always kind of been in a goofy situation with the shows. It's either been insanely early or insanely late. But nevertheless, we are always privileged when we have people like Jim Mars on the program. We will have him back, folks. Don't even worry about that, because his information is fantastic. And I know you guys would love to have an extended opportunity to chat with him on the phone and ask your questions. So we will do that again in the very near future. I can promise you that. But that's the first time we've had Jim on the nighttime show. So it's very, very exciting for me as well. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there, courtesy of Webmaster James. And by now you should know this. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. If you are interested in doing some open lines, we can do that. I'm always happy to interact with you guys. I not only do I enjoy it, I also think that you guys bring to the forefront a lot of incredible topics, things that need to be discussed, things that people should know, should talk about. There are always new listeners joining us. There are always people who are coming across the truth, maybe for the first time. And as you know, it can be dazzling. It can be incredibly overwhelming to people. And I think they take a lot of comfort in the fact that they hear callers calling in from all over the world saying, you know, well, then there's this too, and there's this too. And then they realize that this is not simply a forum for people going, I already knew that. I'm smarter than you are. Who's next? You know, are you smarter than me? And things like that. That's not how the show operates. This is like a giant forum for all of us to kind of contribute and bring this information together. It's something I've stressed repeatedly on this program. Jim said it as well. Everything is interconnected. Every single thing that happens, there's nothing that's here for no purpose. And when you think about the breadth of that statement and how incredibly powerful it is, it does indicate that certainly when we take a look at the world around us, it's just dazzling that everything ties in some way. Everything has a connectivity, and it is important to try to understand it. Try. Again, nobody's going to get the whole picture all the time, every time. Anybody that tells you that they do are liars. But we can certainly put our best effort into it, don't you think? I hate the idea that people don't care. I hate the idea that people are dazzled by this whole thing, so much so that they just simply do a turtle shell thing. They pull their head down and they just ignore it. If I close my eyes and squint, it will all go away. It's not going to go away. And you could simply relegate yourself to one issue, one topic, one area that you only want to focus on because it makes you feel better. But it must be broadened. We must look at all things. We must look for the truth wherever it may be found. We must look for the truth in all of these different areas. And that's something we try to do here on this show, and something we certainly encourage all of you to do independently, because I always say this. You know, a lot of people simply pick up information, they parrot it, and then they pass it off as fact. Yes, this is true, I heard this, or this is true, and this. Don't do that, especially when you're trying to educate someone else. Don't simply pass it off and say, yes, everybody knows this, why don't you, fool? You need to, of course, provide them with some sort of context, some sort of area of exploration, some place to focus their efforts. And you could say, hey, look, it's right here. Here's the website. Here is the news source. Here is the book you should read. Here is the DVD you should watch. Here is, you know, anything. Okay? It's we have to help each other out. We're all in this together, my friends. And that's what it's all about. So anyway, if you're interested, give a call into the switchboard now, and we'll take some calls when we come back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. And the first 10 people who purchase a stove will send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Thank you.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. All kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes there. From what I understand, all the phones shut down and then went back up. So if you've been hung up on or anything like that, I apologize. I have no control over that. I'm in Arkansas, after all. You can, of course, dial in. Taking some calls here, ladies and gentlemen. Open lines if you'd like to take advantage of this opportunity to express yourself, feel free. 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Bob in Tennessee. Bob, welcome back. Sorry we ran out of time there.
That's fine. Hey, just take a couple of minutes. I'd like to tell you a little story, and then maybe you can make a comment on it.
Please.
My dad died about 2 years ago, and it's going through his papers. I went through a little box my dad had collected since 1966. And it referred to gun control and gun control laws. It was just newspaper clippings that he took out of our local paper from 1966 till 2 years ago when he passed away. And you could read those newspaper clippings and see the progression of our rights being taken away as far as gun control. And what I'm getting to is what you were talking about at the beginning of your show when I called in. And it came down to the 1968 Gun Control Act was. And there was newspaper clippings in there, and there was papers my dad had that showed that it was a direct re-policy of the same gun control act that they used in Nazi Germany. Some of it was word for word. They had to milk it down a little bit to get it to pass here in this country. But they picked out, in the beginning, they picked out small minorities like convicted felons, you know, and people that had mental illness and people that drug dependent. Well, since 1968, we've got down now to where possession of a couple of joints of marijuana is a felony.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've got it now to where, you know, just about anybody, you know, if they can own a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing they've done is, and everybody thought it was a good thing, was try to pass these concealed carry laws, which turned the right that we had by Constitution and our Bill of Rights into a privilege. And if people had took the same resources that they've done, you know, the time they took to go get these concealed carry permits and the same amount of money and just said, look, we've got this right by the Constitution, we're not going to turn a right into something that the state can give us or take away, I believe we would have really been a lot better off. I'd like to know what you and your guests think about that.
Oh, well, I think you're exactly right on point. If you look at it, did you catch the story that came out earlier this month about the handgun ban in D.C. and the federal appeals court basically ruling against the gun law? Did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, I mean, this is a very, very big thing because this thing, odds are this will probably be addressed by the Supreme Court. And from my understanding, they have not addressed anything along these lines in gosh, like 70 years. So this is a very, very big step. And it does make me wonder because I guess you could say that I'm not a pessimist, but I am realistic. And I do understand the control mechanisms that are pervasive in all elements of government, certainly our government here. But you know, when you look at the whole thing, you're saying, well, how can this be occurring? The only thing I can foresee as far as something like this is that it's very, very likely that people are going to there's going to be, of course, and we always see this, high-profile gun crimes, and that always raises the bar for you know, an opportunity for more and more gun control. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen the statue out there, and I think it's in front of the United Nations, of the gun with the barrel tied in the knot. So, you know, we know that this thing is definitely a United Nations agenda, and we also know that the reason we still have sovereignty is because we do have guns. And the instant that these things start to degrade away is the instant that we have some real issues. And we did see that, as Jim had mentioned at the beginning of the interview, about Katrina. You know, people were having their guns confiscated and continuing to have the problems even in the aftermath of Katrina, which still continues today, people living in these FEMA trailer parks. So, you know, we now see a little bit of a a highlight, I suppose you could say, of sort of what is going on and what the plan is. And if they could start controlling us and making people more dependent on the federal government, then they can, of course, make the terms by which we will be living. And that could be, of course, without guns or without rights of any sort.
Well, the way Hitler initiated gun control was through the threats of terrorists were threatening their country. Their economy collapsed, and when their economy collapsed, crime went rapid. Mm-hmm. And that, and because the crime was so high, people felt they needed the government to come in and save them. And that's exactly how they initiated gun control in Nazi Germany. And I'll remind you of one other thing that, and I'm sure you and your guests probably know about it. After the war was over, after Pearl Harbor, after World War II, there was an admiral, and I can't remember his name, he was a Japanese admiral that was out there on that fleet, and they asked him, and they interviewed him, they said, why, when you had our Navy, to their knees, and you had our we didn't have any protection on our coast, why didn't you come on in and invade the United States? And he said, at that time, he said, we knew there was a gun behind every blade of grass.
Wow.
And that's not true today. We're teaching our children today that guns are evil and hunting's evil and that we should look to our local and our state and our federal government to protect us.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, we didn't believe that, and we didn't teach that.
That's right.
Well,
thank you very much. It's fantastic information, and I concur wholeheartedly. You know, I think, folks, that he's really, really onto a key element here and a key point. You have to ask yourself exactly what the role is of government, and what is the role of law enforcement, for that matter. They have no specific duty to do any sort of protection for you. I mean, they're there to, I don't know, you can make a case they're there to do a great many things. But the point is that I know I've talked about this on our on my local show years and years and years ago, talking about gun control and gun rights and things like that. I remember getting two calls back to back, the first one from a cop and the second one from a lawyer, and both of them said, we wish more people had guns. So that should tell you right there that the people people do like that concept, especially in government, because it certainly makes things easier. I'll give you an example. Have you ever dated someone who is maybe wishy-washy, you know, kind of like very weak and just really had no real backbone? And maybe you're with them, I don't know. I think we've all probably been in either in a relationship or had a friend who was like that. And at some point, you just wanted to yell at them and say, what is wrong with you? How can you just not care about anything? Why are you so weak? It just makes me sick. I have no respect for you. And we've all felt like that about people, even people we care about. Well, the same thing applies, I think, with people in this country and even in this government, I'm sure. When you look around and you see these weak-willed people and these cowards, these slaves, and they're happy to be slaves, and they just simply say, oh, well, the government will take care of me. I'll just let them do it. They can sort it out. If I have a problem, I'm not going to defend myself. I'll just call the cops. They'll sort it out. Or if my country gets invaded, I'm not going to do anything. You know, whoever my ruler is, I'm happy to be a slave, as long as I'm still getting my slave benefits. Well, that's the problem. That is the biggest problem here in this country, is the idea that government is there to serve you, that they owe you something. They don't owe you anything. They owe us things as far as, you know, the representation and whatnot. But at the same time, they don't owe you money. Go out and work. Get a job. They don't owe you benefits for this and for that and for this and for that unless you did something. But, of course, you know, at the same time, they're always happy to give themselves benefits. But the point is that when they start implementing these various things, and they come by way of security, convenience, and safety. So when they start saying, hey, look, we'll make it easy. You're on unemployment and you're going to stay on unemployment, and that's fine, or this and this and this. It's you have to understand what kind of... You're entering into a contract, in essence. It might be verbal. It might not be written or anything like that, although I'm sure your signature is required in many, many places. But you're, in essence, entering into a contract. You're selling your slavery for a pittance. And again, I have to ask you, have you asked yourself, what is your price to be bought? Stay with us back in three with more phone calls and more Frankly Speaking Radio.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from the skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staver washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we've seen. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, taking some calls, 800-313-9443. Before we dive into the next call, though, let's look at this real quick because it does tie in with exactly what Bob in Tennessee just brought up. And in case you haven't seen it, I thought it's important that you do. WTVF.com, March 19th. It's out of Tennessee. Some people in a Nashville neighborhood are furious over a new rule that makes it illegal to own a gun. Residents in Nashboro Village said it's unconstitutional and leaves them defenseless. 2 weeks ago, residents received a letter from their homeowners association indicating that guns are not allowed on the property. Said resident Christina Solangenu, quote, "I thought it was ironic that they say you can't have something when the United States government says you can," end quote. Solangenu is talking about the Bill of Rights, specifically the Second Amendment, which grants citizens the right to keep and bear arms. It has been an American freedom for 215 years, but Solangenu and other residents said it's been taken away from them. It's been taken away from them. They got a letter. They're like, oh, they took away our rights with a letter. What a bunch of cowards these people are. Anyway, it says 2 weeks ago, the property management company in Nashboro Village told its residents no more guns on the property. Said a resident who asked not to be identified, quote, "It incensed me that it was written the way that it was," end quote. By the way, I should point out that only this one gal agreed to be identified, Christina Solangenu. Everybody else is a resident who would does not want to be identified. A lot of those comments in here. Anyway, said that unnamed resident, there's a serious need to feel protected here, and a firearm can do that. Solangenu said the burglary started to increase since late summer. She said she believes her neighborhood has changed since she moved in last year. She said, quote, 3 weeks ago, someone was stopped at gunpoint. It seems the nature of those burglaries is becoming more dangerous, end quote. Some residents at Nashboro Village have campaigned for better lighting and more security, but if they can't get either, they at least want their Second Amendment rights upheld. Well, if we can't get better lighting, and if we can't get better security, we at least want our Second Amendment rights upheld. That should be their first priority. This is the problem with homeowners associations, ladies and gentlemen. They exert a significant amount of control upon you, which is why I would never join one in a million years. Now, granted, I'm not a homeowner, but I'm talking about the million years in the future. When I am, at some point, the owner of a home, I will never join a homeowners association where they can tell me how long my grass is allowed to be, and am I devoting enough time to keeping up with the paint, and how many cars do I have parked outside, and are they pretty enough to be on the street? That is asinine. You're trading a big slave, big brother, for little brother, in essence. And it's ridiculous that they would say, well, if we can't have better lighting or better security, we at least want some guns. Why should that be your third option? That should be number one, always number one. Anyway, officials with Girder and Company, the property manager at Nashboro Village, would not make an on-camera comment about the gun policy, but said they plan on changing the rules soon to allow firearms on the property. They plan on changing it. Whew, that's a relief. Oh, did you notice the word soon? What is soon, really, in the grand scheme of things? It just means eventually. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, soon to whom? And soon, in what context? Anyway, it says, however, they would make it illegal to fire those guns, which residents still say is unconstitutional. So now you can own the gun, but you can't shoot it. All you can do is brandish it, apparently. If somebody comes in and breaks into your house and they want to kill you and your family, you just wave a gun at them. And they'll say, ha, it's illegal to fire a gun at me, so therefore you can't hurt me. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Neighbors said they understand the gun rule is meant to keep criminals out of Nashboro Village, but they don't believe that prohibiting firearms is the best way to do that. Gosh, you think? Every one of those people, my first thought here is why not, you know, just move, right? If you can't change the system, just get out of that system and go to a different one. Don't give in to homeowners associations. Don't join. And people say, oh, you have to. Then don't buy that property. How about that? That you have options. Don't just whine and complain to the local media about how it's not fair. This isn't fair. We at least want better lighting. What are you, crazy? Unbelievable. The fact that people have forgotten their authority. In this day and age, people have forgotten their authority, which comes from God. How can they forget these things? We are conditioned to be slaves, and we are, again, trading one slave for another when we say, oh, yeah, I don't want to go ahead and big brother doing this and this and this. However, I live in a homeowners association that doesn't allow me to have guns. Well, okay, you can have them, but you can't shoot them. Well, that's encouraging, and I'm sure that just because you're trying to keep out criminals, that it's going to work. I will say this. I've lived in this area for a long time. I've lived in a lot of areas for a long time. And being in radio, obviously, you get people who you talk to, and people are connected all over the place. So I would say this, that anyone who has lived anywhere for a significant amount of time, anyone who has lived anywhere for a significant amount of time. Not only can they more easily access illegal items, they could probably even have it delivered to their doorstep. So this is ridiculous, folks. Absolutely. You think that criminals are going to obey the law? What? They are criminals, right? Isn't that what the commercial says? All right. Anyway, I'm climbing off the soapbox, and you're allowed to climb on. Open lines when we return in 3 minutes, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Welcome back. We're taking your calls if you're interested. 800-313-9443. Toll free worldwide. 1-800-313-9443. Steve in Pennsylvania, welcome to the show.
Morning, Frank.
Good morning, sir.
I have a book in front of me called Codex Magica. Have you ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah. Tex Mars.
Yeah. Secret signs, mysterious symbols, and hidden codes of the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
I got some information about the anthrax attacks that probably you are not aware of and your listeners aren't aware of. Did you know that there are secret signs, mysterious symbols, and hidden images on the anthrax letters?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, if you have a pen handy, you can. It's still on the internet. You heard of the webarchives.com?
No.
Yeah, in other words, websites that have been taken down. Like this website was only up for about 6 months, and then it was taken down. Well, you can go and Google in webarchives.com. Then it'll say, okay, what old website are you looking for? And then what you type in is www.anthrax-letters.com. And it'll list all the websites that were in there dealing with the anthrax letters. Hmm. Anyway, if you go to 2002, in other words, the list goes from 2002 to 2006, but in the middle of 2002 and the beginning of 2003, the website was taken down and a new website's there. So by looking at back at the old archives, you can see that somebody had a website up there showing you the hidden images inside the anthrax letters.
Hmm.
It's very interesting.
Well, what were these images?
Oh, different. Just a lot of strange animals. A lot of the images are very similar to the ones that are in the Codex Magica book.
Yes.
That's why I'll probably give Tex a call tomorrow and let him know about this. I think I left him know a couple years ago, and I don't know if he did anything with it or if he ever checked up on it.
Hmm.
But in 2004, the History Channel came out with a documentary entitled The Anthrax Attacks. It was on TV. They played it three or four times mm-hmm. in a two-week period. And then you could also buy the VCR tape from the History Channel. And it's interesting because if you have digital images of the anthrax letters, in other words, somebody signed a Freedom of Information thing and actually got high-resolution digital images of the anthrax letters, and it shows these really strange creatures that are embedded. It looks like white paper, but all you have to do is get the high-definition images and look at it a little bit closer, and there's... Oh, it looks like a dog with a mouse face on it.
Hmm.
And all kinds of strange things. When they came out with this History Channel tape, they only played it for a week, and that was the same week that they pulled it real quick, just like you don't see the films of the hmm. World Trade Towers falling anymore. Because now you know enough, don't look at the top of the building. If you look down, you can see the little squib shooting out. Well, it's the same thing when they made the film, The Anthrax Attacks. They used a high-resolution digital movie camera to make the film, to make the documentary. And by doing that, when they actually used some real... They actually got in there and actually filmed the real anthrax letters. And by looking at the TV screen, they only showed it. They'd only showed the real anthrax letters for about, maybe 3 or 4 seconds, and then they flashed to another one for 3 or 4 seconds. And they wouldn't hold the camera on it because, there's a lot of satanic images in them. There's one very naughty or very sexual, explicit sexual photograph on it. And, so it's not really good for viewing to the general public. I don't think they knew that the images were in there when the History Channel made that VHS tape. The other interesting thing is, back in the year 2000, The History Channel, up until the year 2000, always produced their documentaries on VHS tape. But they made a rule that starting in the year 2000, we're going to go all to DVDs. We're not going to make any more VHS tapes. And so for the whole year 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, all they ever made were DVDs, all until they came up to this one movie. It was the documentary, The Anthrax Attacks. They must have known, or they, somebody must have said, "Now you can't use don't put it on a DVD because, you know, it's too easy to bring up these hidden images, but we'll allow you to make it in VHS tape." So the only only VHS tape that History Channel ever released since 2002 was one tape during 2004, and that was the Anthrax Attacks. But the problem was if you still framed it and you had a good VCR player, you could see the images. And so I thought that would be interesting for you, because there are photographs of some of our, people that are still in politics today on those letters. And it's a wonder why somebody would wrap anthrax in a letter that would contain, you know, images of some of our politicians, and also have images of naughty sexual pictures, and also strange animals, and just weird artwork, really.
It's interesting. While we were talking there, I went and did the search, as you'd mentioned, and didn't really find anything. Then I found some posts that people had written about these high-resolution scans, but I have not been able to locate the scans themselves as of yet.
Okay, first you go to webarchive.com.
Yeah.
Okay, then there'll be a space there. It'll say search what? And you type in anthrax dash. That's a, you know, straight across dash, not a lowercase, middle dash letters.com. And then you'll see it. It should come right up.
I will try again, but that's more or less what I did the first time. Like I said, I found information on it, but I didn't see the images themselves. But I will continue to look for that.
All right. Well, would you like me to send you a copy of the web pages?
Yeah, if you don't mind, that would be great. You could just send them to Webmaster James there at our website, and he'll forward that on to me.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Steve.
Real good.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You. Bye-bye.
Yep. Let's go to Mike in Minnesota. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, Frank.
Yes.
Oh, cool. I'm glad I got on. I waited for about 45 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. I just want to thank you so much.
Okay.
First of all, let me just give me a second.
Sure.
I think we're off now. Cool. I had to turn the speakerphone off on my cell phone.
Oh, okay.
It's driving me crazy. Anyway, I couldn't hold my left hand up long enough. Anyway, I just want to thank you for what you do, and for the radio stations on the AM, FM bands that you're affiliated with, and especially for RBN, who you're affiliated with, and thank you for keeping the faith.
Wow.
With these people when, you know, things are in turmoil. You've done this twice, I've seen that, and I thank you so much.
Wow.
I appreciate your faithfulness. I want to also thank you again so much from the bottom of my heart for bringing Red Elk on. This man changed my aspect of thinking in such a way that I have hard time finding words to describe. And he pinged me really hard in all of your broadcasts of him.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Very, very much.
Mike, I do not deserve those kind words. They're greatly appreciated. Don't get me wrong, but I do not deserve them. The Red Elk interview that we just did last week was an incredible trial for me. I am, I've been doing radio for 14 years. I'm moderately a purist about what I do. I want to, like I said, make sure that The broadcast I deliver to you is as good as it can possibly be, and I beat myself up when anything goes wrong, whether it's my fault or not. But
don't.
Well, you're very kind. But Red Elk, like I said, I have really, really, really been influenced by many guests, but several that come to mind right off the top of my head for spirituality: Red Elk, Martin Zender, Zeph Daniel. These people have advanced my spirituality by leaps and bounds, and it has just blown my mind. And I felt, and I told this to Red Elk when I called him up, and I said, I don't know why. I said, but I feel moved to have you on the show. I have to have you on the show, and I don't know why. And I don't know what we're going to talk about. And he said, well, we'll just pray on it and go from there. So that's what we did. But
So cool.
Yeah, he's something else. He's really one of a kind, and he thinks so differently than I do. And every time,
yes. Isn't it amazing? I love your show, Frank. I love your show. When you guys move to nighttime, I hardly ever get to hear it my own self. But you know, I go back to the archives and stuff. You got to tell this to Warman, okay? Message to Warman.
Yeah.
The archives are not working.
Okay.
I've been looking back there through Red Elk archives. In fact, I turned my 16-year-old kid onto Red Elk. When we heard the broadcast back, oh my goodness, I think it was in January of 2005. Well, I think it must have been one of the very first broadcasts you ever did with Red Elk.
Oh, I've interviewed him for years.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There was one. It sounded new to you, at least from our aspect.
Oh, I hadn't. We don't talk all that often on the air, he's so busy, and I always feel, immensely guilty about taking up too much of his time. I think that was the first time I had interviewed him on RBN.
Well,
maybe.
I'm going to definitely be sending this man tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care for what. I'm not asking nothing of him.
Yeah.
Simply receive this.
Yeah.
Simply receive this, because he pings off of you through me and me through you and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how it works.
Yeah.
But it does.
Yeah.
It does. And that's, something that, we have to acknowledge and be thankful that we were even able to have this kind of communication. And it wouldn't be wouldn't be possible except for you.
Wow.
And for what RBM does and the fact, and Warman does what he does and RBM does what they do. And, and I've been looking on my computer hard, big time, because I record a lot of your broadcasts.
Oh, wow.
And I cannot find that 05-01-10 broadcast, and it's driving me crazy, because I know that was the root of, and I heard that, and then I guess probably in about 2 weeks later I heard, Zeph Daniel come on with you, and he referred to the Red Elk broadcast that you had done with him, and it's like, boy, all of a sudden I'm getting triple pings here.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 and I'm going like, my God, I have to definitely hook up with this guy.
Mm.
And I just want to thank you. And I really do. I guess I don't have a whole lot to add to your program tonight, except thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank.
Wow.
For doing what you do, man, because you are a connector to so many people, and I don't think 5% of them ever call in, but they hear you, and they are motivated by you, and they are moved by what your guests bring on. And that is such a blessing to all of us that are out here and who know God as Dad, Papa.
Yeah, and again, I'm very choked up right now, and also just I just don't feel deserving of those words at all. But it means a lot to me.
Take it, man. You just gotta take it, because when I first heard Red Elk call God Dad. And that was back, I know it was in 2005 sometime on your broadcast. When I heard that, I pinged so hard in my heart, it damn near knocked me off my chair.
Yeah.
It was so hard when I heard this man call his heavenly creator Dad. I've been calling God Dad for a number of years. And I've never ever, any time I ever brought that up to anybody, they always looked at me sideways.
Yeah, like it's blasphemy.
And it's like, I couldn't believe it, And when I heard Red Elk say, he brought up this thing, I need some help, I need some money, and the first thing you got to do is, send me tobacco.
Well, I don't need no answers to nothing because you're giving it to me as you speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, why wouldn't I send you tobacco? I don't care. I already bought this guy a can of Bugler, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to send him the money, and he can send me his agenda, and that's cool. But it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to stress to you so much how thankful that myself, and I guess I represent a boatload of other people, I hope I do, what you do to bring this forward, to bring this man out to us. Thank you so much, Frank, and I really do appreciate your broadcast and all that John has done to keep this network together and
Amen.
Your faithfulness.
You are, again, unduly kind. Let me ask you to hang on here for a second. We got to go to break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks, with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back, folks. Tail end of hour number three already. Our phone number, of course, 800-313-9443. I want to come back to Mike in this. So, Mike, again, thanks for hanging on.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Thanks a lot, Frank. I just want to pray for a minute, and I just want to ask God's blessing upon you and your family. I want to ask God's protection, supreme protection, upon you, your family, the RBN family, and all the listeners who hear this, and especially upon Red Elk. And I know he's already got that, but whatever, I got to say these words. And I just want to ask your listeners who are hearing this, and you and everybody else that's associated, to receive this just as I do. If I'm going to ask for it, I can receive it being done unto me, simply because his word says that. Simply because of that. His word says, you know, if you had faith as, then you would speak. And our words have power, and they have action, and they will move across any medium that we put them across in. Frank Whalen, you do a great job of that. You do an outstanding job of that, and I just want to thank you again and give you a pat you on the back, okay?
Thank
you. I'm giving God the glory, okay?
Amen.
But
okay.
I'm patting you on the back and saying, hey, man, thanks so much for what you've done, and you've hung in so hard with RBN. And for John and all of his staff there that have gone through all this mess that they've gone through, thank them also. And I really do ask God's blessing on all of them.
Thank
you. And I expect it to come forth.
Amen.
And so, and I'm really, you know, I mean, I know I hear John, you know, so many times across the radio crying for funds. I just simply say, I'm going to put it out there, my words in my own faith, and I'm going to ask all of our listeners to put it out there too, their own faith, and receive these funds to bring RBN to where John needs it to be, because John is driven, and it's not by John.
Amen. Amen.
I know John is driven, and we need this to happen.
Yeah.
And I know it will happen, and RBN drags a lot of little stuff along with it. A lot of smaller stations, a lot of smaller, what can I say, Patriot Broadcasting Networks come along, okay? RBN has become, you know, a foothold and a point of fighting, literally fighting in our prayers for our ability to speak forth what we feel in our hearts. And, you know, even though we've been given, you know, the Constitution, which says that we can, we slowly watch it eroding away from us. And that scares me, yet at the same point, I have to not be in fear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't be in fear, can you?
No.
I mean, I gotta ask you straight out. I know some of the broadcasts that you do must, you know, you must feel little bits of fear.
No, I don't actually. It's interesting. I a long time ago, Mike, I just basically, and I should probably, we might have to hold you over here as we continue this discourse a little bit. I never wanted to do radio. I mean, I did, you know, the first time the opportunity came up, I said, oh, that'll be cool. So I did it, and, you know, it was fine and dandy, but, you know, I've been fired from every single radio job I've ever had, and I always say, that's it. Radio has betrayed me again, and I'll never go back, and I always keep going back. So the only thing I concluded is that it's God's will. And if you knew some of the stuff that that have gone on, it might surprise you a little bit. But let me hold you over, folks. Quick 90-second station ID, and we're back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country.